Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, the Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Phyllis brings a unique and down-to-earth style with her Common Sense Psychic readings and spiritual dialogue with callers and guests. Here's your host for the Common Sense Psychic, Phyllis King.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the show. I am your host, Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic. April Fools! No, it's really me. I'm curious to see who tries to prank me today. I already had a client call me up and say, I'm moving to San Francisco, the area where I live. And I'm like, really? And he goes, oh, April Fools. Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys like to be pranked? Sometimes. It depends on if it's in fun or if it really rocks your world. I don't like those pranks where they scare the holy crap out of you and you think somebody's dying or something. I've heard stories of people telling loved ones they have HIV or, you know, whatever it is. And they're like, no, just kidding. Anyhow, today's an on-air readings, and it's a special day because we have our live video feed today for the first time. And so things are a little, you know, it's new, it's fresh energy, it's like, do I know what I'm doing, how's it going to work, all that kind of stuff. It's fun to step out of your comfort zone. And of course, in Success Principles, that's one thing everybody has to do if you want to receive more or give more or have a different experience. Step out of the comfort zone. So that's what I'm doing, stepping out, but I'm excited, having fun with it. And the live feed, the recorded show will actually be posted on my YouTube page sometime today so you guys can look and listen if you so desire. But there's something else special happening today because in celebration, and this is not an April Fool's, in celebration of the new show and doing in this new format. Anyone who gets on the air today is going to receive a free copy of my book, The Energy of Abundance, Practical Advice and Spiritual Wisdom to Achieve Anything. And I might do that for a couple weeks. I don't know. I'm just feeling excited about it. So after you're on the air, you will need to email me and give me your address, and then we'll send that out to you. And it really reflects all the information you hear on this show. But today is an on-air readings day. As I said, if you'd like to get on the air, the number is 917-889-2894, 917-889-2894. Find me off the air at phyllisking.com. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you know, Instagram. I have to say, I don't do as good a job on Instagram as I need to. Too many portals to take care of, if you know what I mean. One announcement, and then we'll get to your calls and questions. Tomorrow, Saturday, April 2nd, if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're coming here, I have a great workshop. It's called The Soul Shop. That's sort of my template that I hold my Saturday groups on. But in The Soul Shop tomorrow, we're doing a workshop on new beginnings, fresh starts. And I'm going to cover four modules. We're going to go over love, prosperity, abundance, mind, body, spirit, wellness, and purpose and passion. So there'll be segments throughout the day. It's 10 to 5, and we'll cover a little bit of everything. But we're going to do it also from an aspect of the chakras, our energy centers, and how to tweak your energy system. I like to use that word. I'm from the 70s. I tweak our chakras so that we can really understand how our energetic body is creating our lives and what we might be doing consciously or unconsciously, focusing in one area too much, and how to change our perception. I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't done a lot of appearances in the last 5-6 months for a variety of reasons, so it's fun to be back out there connecting with people. But again, if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, I'd like to come. Love to see you. Visit my website, phyllisking.com, and more information there. But again, to get on the air, I'm not going to give the number out anymore today. I'm seeing that the queue is kind of filling up. I'm going to wait a while. But if you do get on the air today, you will receive a copy of my new book. Now, for those of you who are in the chat room, I can't get my chat room to load. Don't know what's going on there. It's just got one of those spinning things. So I'm trying to get there. And when I do get there, I will take questions in the chat room. And anyone's question I take in the chat room will also receive the free book. So, and I'd like to thank my screener, Marcy, for being here today. Marcy is also an intuitive life coach, an amazing financial expert type of person, an all-around fantastic human being. So all of you should feel very pleased when you speak to her. Just a real dear heart and here to support me today. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you so much. Okay, let me start. Oh, Laura in Colorado. Oh, that's right, Laura in Colorado. Okay, Laura, what's happening?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good, good. Hey, so last time I called in, I got kind of, I was at the very end, and we kind of just didn't finish up what we were talking about. I actually went on an interview yesterday, and I don't think I got it, and I'm just wondering what is going on. I keep going on these interviews and not getting it. What do you see about this job? I don't know what to do.
Frustration is setting in. And for the audience, Laura is someone who's called in a few times, and I hope my memory's serving. Now, you're like social worker, case manager type of person.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not limiting myself to just that right now.
Okay. Couple things. I think when our outcomes are, we keep getting not what we want, and especially in the career area, I think often the divine consciousness is telling us perhaps we're looking in the wrong direction. And you said another thing, which let's just put that off to the side. That's one thing it can signal. The other thing, when you say, I'm not limiting myself to this, that, or the other, I think we really have to pay attention to what we actually love, what makes us get excited to get out of bed. Because if we're just focusing on, you know, I need to earn an income, we all need an income. We can stipulate that that's the case for all of us. But if we're not really clear and committed to having passion or purpose in our life, that can be an impediment. And we can find all kinds of reasons for not doing that. So
totally.
What is your number one goal right now? What do you need more than anything else? What's the number one thing on your list that you need?
I feel like connecting with others, which I'm very good at.
Fascinating. Okay. And in any particular, do you want to do it through fun? Do you want it through dance? Are you just lonely? Are you needing connection with people, or are you wanting to provide connection? Which one of those?
I want to be able to get paid for that.
Okay.
Because that is what I'm good at. It is.
Okay.
And that's why I said I am limiting myself to a couple different jobs, but those type of jobs have what I'm looking for, if that makes sense.
It does in a way, but what I'm going to encourage you to do is keep drilling it down even more. Keep getting even closer to what you love and what specifically you want to do. And I want to make sure that you're doing that in some form, even if it's not for pay right now, that you're activating that in your life. So what are you doing with your time?
So two things that I'm doing. I'm actually doing a little bit of wine sales on the side, which I'm very good at, by the way. I don't know. I really connect with people there, and I make them happy, and they're drinking, and everything's good.
Oh, they're going to get happy. They're drinking wine.
Right. Yes, and then I also am a relief advocate at a domestic violence shelter. So I'm doing both of the things that I like to do. I'm just trying to kind of find a full-time job.
Okay, let's back up one more time. And for any of you listening, part of the way I work with people is I'm psychic. I was born psychic. I use my psychic gifts. But it's a combination. They work in tandem together. There's a reason I ask the questions, and it's really to get you closer to your own information, because I can kind of pick things out and go, well, do this, do that, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. But that's not going to take you very far. So just a little backstory for some people who might be new listeners, if you will. So in terms of your job search, in terms of what's happening, beyond frustration, what is this causing you to feel like? Are you is it causing you to feel like nobody wants me, I'm not good enough, what do I think? Okay.
Absolutely.
So that's where you want to go. That's where you want to go in your own process. You want to go into any of those beliefs that there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with the process that's happening. And in abundance in general, the trick, it's not really a trick. It's a way we develop ourselves to interact with life and consciousness. And it is to see the value where it is. If we're denying value and we're saying nothing's working or something's wrong with me or I don't like what's happening in my life right now, I don't see any value in what's happening, we're essentially denying what consciousness wants to deliver to us. And because we're human and we have a body and we're in this physical experience, we like to have physical things that mirror back to us that we're getting somewhere, that something is happening. But there's many different realities happening at the same time. There's an intangible reality that we can't ignore. And so I encourage you to move into, I know you ascribe to this line of thought. That's why I'm going there. I'm kind of
absolutely
pushing on it. But I want you to do the internal work a little bit more. Keep going inside. And, you know, there are some things going on in your particular geographic area that might be influencing that as well. There's sort of a click mentality I get in the social service arena, for better or for worse. And you might be at a different frequency than some of that. But it doesn't mean that can't happen. But in the meantime, go inside. Quantum physics proves to us that what we perceive about something, what we say is true about it, alters it. And so I'm encouraging you to go inside and do some healing, self-soothing, and I would call it moving up into the upper chakras where you're looking at the value of what's going on. You know, for instance, at times in my life when I haven't been busy, when I was building my career, it was like I would stress out because I'm like, oh, boy, it's going to be a thin month this month. I mean, I'll be eating a lot of spaghetti, right? But when I finally learned that when I'm having ebbs and flows, it was really a gift. It was giving me a chance to chill out, giving me a chance to do other things I don't have time to do. And I started looking at it through that lens. And you begin to reshape all the momentums that are in your creative process. So I know that you are diligent. I know that you have enormous integrity. I know that you are trying as hard as you can.
I really am trying.
So I would ask you to move out of the trying space and get into more of an allowing space and see yourself like a buoy in the ocean that you're just kind of, you know, bouncing in the water and let the water move you. You don't have to push. You don't have to force. And if you're finding yourself in that type of, I got to make it happen, that more strict, it's gritty, you can hear in my voice, that you don't want to be there. That's actually not where you want to be. And I think as we mature and we develop, we're trying to fine-tune our outcomes so it's not just like I'll take anything, that it's okay for me to require. Yeah, good. So is this making any kind of sense that you can take with you?
No, absolutely. I'm just wondering if you see anything down the line.
Let's look. Now, you don't want entrepreneurship, is that right?
No.
Because you don't have to want it. I'm just curious if there's something you despise about it. But sometimes, you know, you can do other things for pay until something else comes along.
Sure, and that's kind of what I'm doing, right.
Okay. And I want it to be things you actually enjoy, whether it's creativity or personal coaching for people or something along that lines and little workshops or something you could do. I'm sure you have a lot of gifts up your sleeves. So, and when I'm looking for money, I always say, what do I have to give that I'm not giving? So play with that a little bit. Play with that. Have fun with it. You don't have to commit to anything, but play with it. Right now, you're showing me an opportunity opening up mid to end of summer. But you know what? I don't want you to be discouraged by that because that's where your energy is right now. And you might move some things around in between there, and you could speed that up. So there's a free will component I want you to stay present with and don't be locked on to my projection for you. But I'm sure you will draw an income, but I know that on your personal path right now, it's so much about honoring you and really that relationship to yourself. Because I know when we connect those dots and we're feeling confident and certain and feeling like anybody's lucky to have me, all of a sudden everybody wants you. And that's not from an egoic, like, yeah, it's not like I'm so great, everybody wants me. It's more like I have things to offer and share, and I'm here to do it. I'm showing up.
Right. It doesn't help that my husband's kind of like, all right, any day now, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm crying.
Thanks,
I
dear.
I want to like kill you right now. Right.
Well, and a lot of men identify with the money piece. They get kind of, they get worried. So he has his own process, and I do your best not to buy into it, and just stay present with what yours is, which is honoring yourself and doing any healing work on I'm not good enough or what's wrong with me, that nothing's wrong. And I think when we have outcomes that aren't doing what our mind tells us we want them to do, it's easy to say this is bad, this isn't what I want.
Right.
And that's the opposite of what we have to do. As soon as we find what the value is and start embracing it, then it can shift. But as long as we're resisting it, then it's just kind of push-pull.
No, I get
it.
So, I totally understand what you're saying.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, keep in touch. It's always good to hear from you. And I know that you'll land someplace that where all things are in balance the way you like them. But for now, go inside. That's my best encouragement to you, love.
All right. Absolutely.
And please email me so I can send you my book.
Oh, yeah. Okay, absolutely. Thank you
all right,
so
love.
Much. I really appreciate
right.
it.
Yeah, you take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
now, I did spend a little bit of time on that call with Laura because there were so many good things in there. You know, there was, you know, we want a quick answer. And truly, that's why a lot of people come to psychics in general. Just tell me it's going to be all right. Tell me it's going to be better. And it will. You know, when it's not feeling better, the story just isn't over yet, you know, but we need support and, you know, we need to hear some of that. But I like to give people and remind people that there's many different pieces going on in the pie that we're trying to eat. And if one piece of the pie isn't filling us up, we have to look at other parts and see what we might be missing so we can get that flow of synchronicity happening in our life. And that's really the goal. And so that's why I spent a lot of time with Laura. But I am going to take a very quick break. But when I come back, I'll get to more of your calls and your questions. You're listening to Phyllis King on your Common Sense Psychic. Stay with me. Okay, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic. Today is an on-air readings day. I'm taking your calls and questions, and I finally got into the chat room. I figured it out. Not that anybody cares, but it matters to me. I have Windows 10 now, if anybody is experiencing that, and had to update my Flash program. So anybody who I take your question in the chat room, you're also eligible to receive my book, The Energy of Abundance, Practical Advice and Spiritual Wisdom to Achieve Anything. Okay, well, let's head to, Florida, Maria. Oh, South Florida, nonetheless.
Hello?
You had to say hello. You had to say South Florida.
South Florida. Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
I am well. Good to hear from you.
Yes. I called before. I called last year. regarding my love life.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. And you told me that I was going to be meeting somebody sometime, like after October of last year to like July of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure I'm still on track because, you know, people have free will.
I gave a big window, didn't I? That was, why did I give such a big window, I'm wondering. So you're still ready for love, wanting love. Has there been any action at all, or are you just still in a dry spell?
No, I haven't met anybody of interest. I mean, I've met people, but nothing of interest.
Okay. And how do you meet people? Just curious. I mean, are you doing anything different with your day or how you circulate? I'm just curious. I'm always fascinated how people who are single figure out how to meet people.
Well, I've tried different things. One thing I do is I go to the park and
with a dog
meet
or
people there. Well, no, I haven't taken my dog. I go to like for walking, you know, or just take a walk to the park. I signed up for a match.com type dating thing.
Okay.
And then I go to different lectures. I try going to church. I just try different things, you know. But I am meeting people, but no one that I feel a connection.
And do you give any of the people you meet a chance? I mean, is there anyone you like, or are you just like, I'm not interested, blah?
Well, honestly, the people I've met, I just don't see myself with them because, you know, like their personality, I don't know. I'm finding that a lot of men have, like, anger management issues.
That's
cute.
Okay.
I'm very calm.
Yeah, that's good information right there. If you're finding ongoingly that you're attracting a similar type of person, again, like our previous caller, we are magnetizing. We're magnets. We should think of ourselves like magnets, and we're pulling things to us based upon what is in our creative system. So do you have some history of people with control issues or something of that nature in your experience?
Yeah, I've had a relationship, not my last relationship, but when I was younger with a person that was alcoholic and he had that issue. So this is why I kind of shy away from men that I see have anger management issues because I lived it.
Okay. I'm glad you're passing on it. You're going, aha, I recognize this. I'm not going there again. But you might want to go a little bit deeper with it is all I'm saying. Go a little bit deeper into your creative process. Do you know what I mean by that or no? Does that sound foreign? Does that sound like, what's she talking about?
Well, you recommended a book to me called Calling in the One.
I love that book. Yes.
Yeah. So I did my list and, you know, I mean, of what I want and I'm in a mate and I pray every day and I pray every night.
Did you do any of the healing work, chapters 2 and 3, completions and healing the wounds? Did you go there at all?
I did try to do some of those things, but I don't know. I didn't connect with that.
Okay. That's fine. Look, there's no one way. There's no right way. There's no one size fits all for anybody. No worries there. But when I talk about going deeper, sometimes some of that work isn't something that we find appealing, which means it's either not the right time or it's not the right thing. But I'm just, when I see, you know, how do I say this without sounding like a complete whatever? I am technically I'm an abundance expert. I've spent 35 plus years doing this work. It's not like I just picked it up last week and I just came up with this idea. I've been watching these patterns and talking to tens of thousands of people over 3 decades, okay? So when I talk to you about things in your creative mechanism, I'm trying to figure out how can I make this clear to you that there's something in the way you're magnetizing that magnets coming to you that reflects your state of awareness or residual healing, things that are in your space that says, I can't get beyond where I was, and this is all that's going to come to me, the same old, same old. And so I would encourage you to try something completely different than what you're doing. Like, I kind of mean it. Can you get a dog?
I have a dog.
Okay, well, why don't you
and
take your dog with
too.
You? Well, I'm saying, well, a lot of people, they go out to parks and things and they take their dog, and then people come up, oh, your dog's so cute. You strike up a conversation. But I'm trying to think, how can we shift your energy? And it usually just takes doing one thing different consistently. So whether it means that you go to a painting class every week, or you take your dog to the dog park every week, or you do something just, again, outside of your normal routine and comfort zone, just changing your energy enough so that what you magnetize is different, what you magnetize toward you. Is there anything you've been thinking about trying or doing that?
Actually, I thought about taking my dog to the park. I'm surprised you mentioned that. I did. I was thinking today I could take my dog to the park. I'm serious.
Well, that's the first thing that came out of my mouth when you started talking. So something like that, something that gives, because when there's an animal involved, everybody lets their hair down, so to speak, you know, and it gives a reason for them to come and talk to you. Oh, your dog's so cute. What's your dog's name? Is it a boy or girl? How long have you had it? And all that kind of stuff. And that's what I want to see for you. And in just stretching yourself in some way. And it doesn't necessarily, I mean, going on Match.com or something like that, I mean, that's a risk. You know, have someone look at your profile, try and do something a little different there. But change up the formula, your everyday formula, in some way. And again, it's a personal process, and you'll start to attract to you something different. And I know we want our results now, yesterday, but just trust this energy game process. And send me your email your address, and I'll send you my book, and you can really digest everything I'm talking to you in a different way. But in terms of a relationship coming in, you still have one coming in. It's on tap for the summer. So, and I'm watching you date. Actually, there's two people coming in. And I'm not sure which one you're going to pick. You're scared. That's the first thing I notice when I'm looking at how you're interacting. Make sure you're not carrying forward the baggage from the past and judging other people based upon your past. It's fine to have learned, I don't want that, that, or that. But make sure that you're not, it's not just triggering on something from the past and you're not erroneously judging someone who's coming in. Because I'm watching you go. I'm watching you go back and forth to two different men, and I think you'll settle on one right around September. And that's a long-term situation. So you're getting there.
Yeah.
But, you know, feel free to make a liar out of me and meet someone tomorrow and be wildly happy.
You are so wonderful. You know, you're right on everything you told me. And I am scared, and you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything you told me, you are so, I mean, you are wonderful.
Oh,
thank you for
thank you. Thank you.
I listen to your show all the time because you're the real thing. So
thank you, love. Thank you. And send me your address, and I'll send you a book. And then keep me posted, would you, love?
Okay, I will. Thank
all
you
right,
so
Maria.
Much.
You take
thank
care.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I guess we're going to go to Virginia. Okay. Oh, Tasha, you've been moving a lot. What's going on?
Yeah, I would like to move. I was
again?
Wondering, do you see me? Yes, or do you see me staying here for another 5 years?
Wait. Let me read Marcy's notes here. I'm taking my glasses off and on. Okay. Regarding moving homes, do you want to stay where you are? You want to stay? You either want to move or you want to stay 5 more years?
I want to move, but I don't know. Do you see me moving or do you see me staying here another 5 years?
I wish a question was simple. That would be really fun.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Where is it you want to move, first of all? I have to connect a few dots here because I'm reading your energy and you're not going to like the answer, so I kind of want to troubleshoot for a minute. But where is it you want to move?
Farther south.
Like near water or something?
Yeah, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to say, yes, you can move in 60 days. Yay. But there's a lot in your energy that's saying, I can't make this happen. I don't know how for this to happen. It's just, it'll be random or something. I think eventually you can move. But if you want it sooner than, say, 3 years, I don't think you'll be there 5 years, but if you want it sooner than 3 years, you'll have to do some personal work and really get intentional with how to make it happen and get excited about it in a new way so that really, so your destination, the place you want to go, really pulls you there. You become involved in that community, at least from a distance. You know, you're on the internet, you're looking at homes, you're looking at the community, you're going down there and visiting, and you're going, yeah, this is where we want to be. There's got to be a real pull, and nothing is pulling you. I'm just watching everything kind of sit. So that just tells me you have to kind of get up and make it happen in some way. And what? Why don't you think you can?
Why I can't? Well, I think, first, finances. And just finances.
Okay.
A whole lot of finances. And I was thinking, well, maybe I should put all that on hold and just make the, finances and getting a job. Because I have a very difficult test of getting a job. And then when I could go get and start my own business, but because, you know, I do have a little focus energy, like issues with my focus, I'm not really able to, like, really put it. I really would need a job because a job is what holds my attention. But I'm
so you
I'm,
do better
I'm
with structure.
Kinda,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Finish up.
Oh, I was just going to say, I just have some issues with getting a regular job. And so the only other thing would be to branch out and get my own thing. And then, but then I'm kind of waiting for the opportunities. But the opportunities that do come up, they take a lot of time and they take a lot of money up front before I would see anything, you know, coming in.
Okay, Tasha, my love, I'm just gonna stop you right there, and I'll let you give me some feedback in a moment. And I'm saying this to more than just you. I'm saying this to other people listening because it's a common misperception about how energy works. Finances and the condition of our finances is not. It's a symptom of what goes on in our creative process. And as I'm hearing you talk, you're identifying with a lot of statements about yourself, which may or may not be true, but you're identifying with them as who you are. And they're erroneous. And what I mean by that is, yes, you may be having an experience of focus issues, and you may be having an experience with short money at the moment, or you've been having an experience of jobs not coming together quickly enough, or whatever, but that's not who you are. And what you're saying to me is, I am this, I am that, this is me. And you want to make a distinct separation, you and anybody listening, from you, from your experiences. You're a divine creative being with dignity, purpose, power, and intention, and you can create whatever in the HE double toothpicks you want. But if we're identifying with a limited idea of who we are, I am a focus problem, I am a lack of income, I am, we basically state into consciousness that that's who you are. And the divine says, okay, you have free will. I'm going to give you some more of that. Here's some more I don't have enough. Here's some more I have focus problems. But when we recognize that those are just experiences we're having to learn, to grow, because you want to think of it like going to the gym, and if you're lifting weights and you have that metal bar and there's no weight on the end, you're not going to build any muscle, right? And experiences are the things we do to get strong, to grow. And so for me, for you, I would love for you to cease identification with your circumstances or experiences as you and get back on the train of I'm powerful and amazing. And yes, I may have to contend with this and that, but I've got the divine working through me, I can do anything. I just have to stay in that flow rather than cutting myself off the knees and defining myself by a limited view of myself. And if you can work on that, everything else will shift for you.
Okay.
I know. I just gave you a whole bunch of talking to.
Yes, you did.
Because I want you to have everything you want, and you're an amazing person, and I get so much creativity and love from you and your energy. It's like you're like a rock star wanting to be. I mean, you've got all the sparkle and the zazazoo that anybody could want to have, but you're kind of smalling yourself down, and I want you to identify with your zazazoo and let it just kind of put out the fires of all these other identifications, and really give yourself permission to be large in your own life.
Okay.
All right, Miss Fang. Thank you for calling. Fill me in another time, and you have a wonderful weekend. Do appreciate the call. I am going to take another very quick break and then get back to your calls and questions, and I'll see what's going on in the chat room. Here you go. Stay with me. I'm Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic.
Some 20 years ago, millions of people around the world were riveted by the compelling near-death experiences shared in the book, Saved by the Light, by Daniel Brinkley. His book resounded so powerfully with the world, it remained on the New York Times bestseller list for 14 weeks. Now Daniel and his wife Catherine have released a new book entitled Secrets of the Light, Lessons from Heaven. Daniel again shares compelling accounts with us from his three near-death experiences. He also shares specific lessons and insights he brought back from the other side, insights timely for us to use in our lives right now. The proceeds from Secrets of the Light will be donated to the nonprofit group, The Twilight Brigade. The Twilight Brigade was co-founded by Daniel in 1997. It offers financial, emotional, and hospice care to dying veterans and their families. Make a difference in your life and the life of a veteran. Read Secrets of the Light, Lessons from Heaven today. Available in bookstores now.
Let's return to the Common Sense Psychic. Once again, here's your host, Phyllis King.
Hi, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic. It's an on-air readings day, audio and video day, doing our best to make it flow here on day number one. If you get on the air today, you do get a free gift, which is my latest book, The Energy of Abundance, Practical Advice and Spiritual Wisdom to Achieve Anything. Just make sure after we get off the air, you email me your address or it won't happen, okay? We're going to head over to Virginia and talk to Vicki. Vicki, welcome.
Hi, Phyllis. Thanks for taking my call. And
my pleasure.
A happy April Fool's Day, right?
Yeah, I've already had one prank played on me.
So you know, I didn't even realize it was today until when, you know, I'm listening to the show. I'm like, ooh, it is, because tomorrow's my brother's birthday. I'm like, okay.
It's your brother's birthday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That would be rough for April 1st, if at least in the United States, to have your birthday.
I know. Yeah, it's tomorrow. I'm like, okay. Well, thanks for taking my call. And my question is, I've been listening to the show, is regarding employment. I just had an assignment that ended yesterday. So I'm calling in to see exactly what you're picking up as far as what's new coming up.
Yeah, you're going to move into something really quick here. Inside of probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops, before the end of April, you're in another situation. It feels like another contract role. Are you signed up with a recruiter or an agency of some sort?
Well, I've signed up with quite a few recruiters and stuff, but I'm looking for something. I mean, contract is fine, but something a little bit more long term. You know, I've been getting 3 weeks here, 4 weeks there, and I'm like, okay, you know, I just need something a little bit longer.
Yeah, you're getting there. And again, I want you, as well as I think one of our earlier callers, to focus on what you really, how you want to contribute. It's when we're trying to get to that really more abundant outcome, which is what you're saying, you have to be razor sharp, focused on what makes you feel like you, how you want to contribute, how you want to give yourself in the world, and what it feels like when you show up. And if you're embodying that energy and you have clarity of focus in that way, there's absolutely no way you will not connect to the opportunities you're looking for. Right now, it looks like you have two contract positions coming up, and the second one has the potential to lead into a long-term full-time employment situation. So you're getting closer there. So we're not too far away.
Okay, awesome.
Now, what did you get out? What do you get out of working temp? Is it or contract? Is it just the paycheck, or do you actually like going into all those environments?
No, it's funny you said that because I myself is going through a career change, but of course, in the meantime, I need to work. My ideal job is to be a counselor, so I need to go back to grad school to get a little bit more papers and certification and da 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 da. So that is my focus. That is my goal. But I need to pay the mortgage and pay the bills. So that's the reason why I'm focusing on temp assignment or contracting assignment, if that makes
well,
sense, because it's not my ideal career.
Right. Well, you're obviously brilliant and got it. You have a great mind. But to you and to anybody listening, because this is a common thing I hear about the money being the object, that we need that to move forward. We actually don't. But if you tell yourself that's what you need, your momentums will create a reality that reflects that back to you. So I challenge you just a bit on that to make sure that you're not identifying with the symptom of your circumstances as the truth of how the path needs to go. You know, that we can actually embody it internally and say it's possible now. And there's money is just a frequency like any other. And I can pull in other frequencies equally or more abundant than that. And when you're getting to your abundant core, which is what you're talking about, moving into that real high service position where you're really contributing at a high level, that's the highest form of prosperity you will ever activate in this lifetime on this planet.
I concur.
And so the sooner you get into that, boy, will the money come.
I totally agree with you. So I know, you know, I have to kind of shift the thought process. And like a friend of mine said, you know, who knows? You may get a job in counseling without even having your master's. So I've been sending out my resume, too, you know, with that as concern and trying to tweak it along that line. So I'm just trying to open up as much channels as possible.
And there, exactly, and there's always coaching, too, which are lesser certifications but kind of get you in the arena. So there's more than one way to crack those things wide open. But I know you'll do it. I just have enormous faith in you. There's just no way you won't.
I will.
Well, look, you have a fantastic weekend. It's been great to talk to you.
Same here. And if you, when you get a chance, if you want to repeat your email address so I can
Oh, absolutely. It is my name, Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, phyllis@phyllisking.net. Or you can always email here at Blog Talk if it's you forget. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Have
Thank
a great
so
weekend,
much.
Vicki. You take
you
care,
too.
Love.
Bye-bye.
All right, Louisiana. We're going down to where I was born. Candace,
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I am wonderful.
I'm
happy to talk to you.
Hi, nice talking to you, too. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm just waiting for another prank. No, not really.
No, it's Somebody not did. Actually it's really not a prank. My situation is definitely not a prank. I actually met somebody and it's an interesting connection. I really feel drawn to him. He happens to be really in the music industry, like quite well respected in it, and
cool.
And well, and I'm in the music myself, but I really want to know what do you pick up on him, and where do you see this going as me and him as friends or more than that or whatever, and what's the purpose of me and him meeting?
Oh wow. Tell me everything, she said. Tell me everything, Phyllis, and tell me now. I'm teasing, of course. How long have you guys known each other?
Actually, not too long. He actually messaged me out of nowhere. I mean, I was I do my music videos and stuff like that. I'm a musician and a singer, and
cool.
He messaged me out of nowhere. I thought it was fake, and it turns out it's actually quite real. But I know he actually likes me a little bit. So, but I would love to see, where do you see this going?
Well, I'll look at the momentums that are showing me. Okay. How do I say this? He wants you.
I don't
he
know.
Wants your bod. He wants your bod. Okay. He's into you. He would like to have sex with you, but that doesn't mean he doesn't want to know you at all. And I think he does think you're talented. I think he did like that. And you are. So, yeah, you know, you hear me kind of going, because what I heard from you is that you're kind of excited, that you're interested. This is kind of out of the blue. Someone validated
yeah.
you, and he seems to have it together. All I say is I think you can have more interaction with this person, and perhaps, you know, maybe there's an opportunity for something professionally, maybe.
Yes.
I'm just not getting the greatest vibe off of him, and I want to be wrong. I really do. I want to be dead wrong, because, you know, you deserve this type of attention, and you are great. So someone should tell you that. So I think there's more interaction to come, and I do think a meeting is in the works if you haven't met yet. So I would just move forward with it and be open to possibilities, but keep your smart hat on. You know,
yeah,
I know you have a lot of ambition and desire to be where you deserve to go, but, you know, keep your smart hat on. And I we'll see if this can actually become something. I'm not getting all excited about it, and I wish I could. And I want to be wrong. So let's hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong that he wants more than your bod.
Well, can I ask you a question? Do you see my music career happening for me, or something good happening?
Well, you're like really talented, so I don't know. It's super hard. I mean, you're in one of the hardest business on the planet, so it doesn't even, you know, there's a lot of people who are amazingly talented that never get the light of day, and you see that when you see those all those talent shows on TV. Have you tried to get on any of those, by the way?
A few years ago, I did try, and
yeah.
they were looking for a specific.
Yeah, exactly. They are looking for specific things. Well, you've got a great vibe. I can just feel your creativity in my stomach right now. It's like, wow, she's really something special. So I certainly wouldn't give it up, and I would keep, you know, just plugging away at it and meeting as many people as you know, as you can. And if this, is it Alex, if this person can help you in some way or help connect you to other people, I would work that for all you can. And, you know, and I think that's kind of the name of the game for you, meeting people, because the more people you meet, the more they'll be talking about you and the more chances you have. But, you know, I definitely think you should keep going with it, and that it will lead you places that you want to be. But it's not, again, it's not a straight shot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what? And do me a favor, make a liar out of me on every count. I want you to go out and have you and this guy to be great. And if not him, someone else. But I couldn't do a lot of validating for you today on some of your heart's desires, but just because I don't see it doesn't mean it can't be true. And you certainly are talented, and I don't want you to give it up. But there's some things in terms of how you're going to get there that are a little bit murky. So I just say keep meeting people and keep doing what you're doing, and you'll connect to the proper things. And it'll lead you places that you want to be.
I actually set that boundary with him. I already told him that it's not going to happen. But I mean,
okay, good.
I did want him literally to get to know each other and see where this goes. Mm-hmm. But if that's all he's looking at, then it's no even no sense of me even giving it an opportunity. That's all that he sees is my body. And sad to say.
Well, stay open and see. He'll show you who he is soon enough. And if that's all he wants, you'll know. But if you know, I don't get that he's a complete cad. So maybe there's enough integrity there. Well, he will introduce you to some people or help give you a couple opportunities. So you know, that's possible. So, you know, there's about a 30% chance that could happen. So keep the door open until you don't want to anymore. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, love. Well, I believe in you, and don't give it up. Don't give up the music, not yet, okay?
I've been working so hard, and it's just kind of disappointing a little bit. Like when you
it's hard.
And you thinking that somebody's really looking at your talent, and they're not even looking at that.
I know.
Did he even look at my talent or anything?
Yeah,
or
thinks you're talented. No, he thinks you're talented. Yep.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Just stay open and let him show you who he is, and it will become apparent. You won't have to wonder for too much longer. All right, love. Do call me back if you like sometime. And you're talented, so don't you give up on yourself. You're just in one of the hardest businesses on the planet. That's all. You gotta be tough. Gotta hang in there. All right, love.
All right, thank you.
All right, sweetie. Oh, that was so hard. That was so hard. Oh, someone who's so amazing like that. And he has so much to give and so much to share and so much ambition and dream. So hard. You know, I want everybody to have what they want. Yeah. Well, and I believe in Candace. I think that she can, make it happen for herself. And it's so, you know, actors and musicians is such a hard business, and the most sensitive and wonderful people go into it. And they you have to keep your hopes and your ideals alive. And you can be vulnerable to predators and people who want to take advantage of that for their own whatever. So let's just all say a prayer for Candace, because she's talented and wonderful, and help her get where she wants to be. That's our April Fool's prayer for her. Yeah. Oh, and Dream Masters in the chat room. Hi, everybody. So what about artists? Same thing. Artists, they're all the same to me. Artists, musicians, painters, they're all kind of, you know, in that same real sensitive idealism that we need in the world. I mean, where would we be without artists and musicians and actors? My gosh, we'd be bored. Unless you're not into that and you like, you know, nuts and bolts. Alrighty, let's see. Let's head to Pennsylvania and talk to Marty. Hi, Marty. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. Where are we, Marty? What's going on? You want to talk about love today or something else? Did you change your mind?
I was going to stay open to whatever whatever spirit wanted to bring through, but your call screener said I had to pick a subject, and love's the highest vibration, so that's my default I'll go to.
That's a good default. Good for you. Okay. Do you have any love, or are we have a blank slate? Is there anybody? What's going on currently so I can get my bearings?
Oh, no. I have been waiting, because I will know the right one when he comes. I long ago made a deal with God. I was not settling ever again.
Good for you.
And I handed it to Spirit, and I know it's coming, but I was just wondering what you might pick up on that.
Okie dokie. A bunch of stuff. I'm looking at my clock, seeing how much time I have here. Let's see, I've got about 5 minutes. Well, there's so much I like about your energy, because you're focused. You've got again, great heart. I get people with the best hearts calling into my show. I hope that's some reflection on what I'm putting out there, but. And that's what I love about you. I am picking up some unresolved wounding and some healing work that wants to be done. And it's really around self-worth, but I think you're doing some of that.
I've been working on me for a long time, and I know I'm not 100% yet, but I think I've made huge progress, actually.
Girl, if anybody on this planet was 100%, we wouldn't be here.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, you're tender, but you try not to show it so much. And I think when you have the strength or the courage to start really showing that vulnerability again, you're going to bring in a partner lickety split. I think there's a little pause or a buffer in your energy. It's like, am I ready? Do I really want to be vulnerable? And that's what I'm looking at. And so I'm kind of wondering, well, God, what the hell happened? Or, you know, and really honor that you have done an enormous amount of growth and work and trust that you've got this. So, I mean, that's what I'm looking at. And I think the pretty much within 5 seconds of you saying, I'm going to be vulnerable again, it's okay with me. He'll come in. But it's kind of up to you. And that's what's fascinating about your pattern. I can see him in your energy just as you can. You're like, he's there. He's right there. I can feel the energy. But it's kind of like you have to lift open the door. So I'm wondering, do you relate to that or am I speaking Greek here?
No, I absolutely do. I feel like I'm, you know, what I feel like is that I'm like 95% there. And like I said, this is not anything I'm unaware of. I've been working on me for a long time. So, yeah, you're absolutely on the nose. I feel like I'm 95% there, but that little bit I got left to work on, I got to find me some real good grease for those hinges to get that door open the rest of the way, you know? You know, like the last few degrees is always the most ornery.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, but I expect that you will. When I'm looking at you a year out, you look like you're in relationship or you're toying with the idea or you're in it. You're sort of in that realm. So, and all the work you've been doing on yourself, it's what I tell the lady, the people in my love class is, you know, it's all good because once you get into relationship, that's when you really find out what you don't know. That's when mm-hmm. it really comes up. Ah! So all the work you've been doing to understand and be, you know, have maturity and skills, that will all pay off in your relationship space. But I would guesstimate based upon what I'm feeling from you today that this time in 2017, if not before, you will be in relationship pattern. But again, it's as soon as you just really trusting that you are smart, you have done a lot of healing work, you're ready, you can handle it. I think there might mm-hmm. be just some old stuff that's kind of like saying, I can't, and you're measuring it against whatever happened in the past, and you actually can. You've changed, you've evolved, you've grown. There's nothing that can come your way that you can't handle. So just lift open that door, use the remote control like a garage door, and let it come up. And literally within minutes of you doing that, someone's coming in.
Okay, great.
Great to talk to you. And
okay, so Spirit's
good luck
not
with
giving
that
you
door.
Any Spirit's not giving you any juicy tidbits about him, huh?
He's everything you want him to be. I think that's about as juicy as it gets. And that's kind of the cool thing about people who have these long gestation periods in between is that you really are simmering and cooking and having all the ingredients come together. So delicious, delicious. Not necessarily spiritual in the sense, the traditional sense, but loves nature, loves the earth, mm-hmm. and just tender and sweet, just like you. Tender,
so he won't think I'm too woo-woo, you know, with my spiritual beliefs.
Oh, he will, but he'll love it all at the same time. He'll love it all
okay.
at the same time.
That's good. And yeah, I'm all about the nature thing. Okay.
There you
great.
Go. There you go. All right,
thank
Marty.
Thank you so much,
you
dear
have
heart.
A,
you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Great to hear from you. And remember, anybody who called the show today, please, call the show today, please, email me. My cat wants my cat, you know, animals. I'll give you a copy of my book, The Energy of Abundance, Practical Advice and Spiritual Wisdom to Achieve Anything. Just send me your email in celebration of the first live video feed. So we made it happen. We got through it. We did it. Woohoo! Okay, everybody. So appreciate you being here, whether it was live or to the download. And you guys have a great weekend. I'll look forward to talking to you and seeing you next week. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic. Be well.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.